everybody. It's that time of year again to think wonderful thoughts. And a wonderful thought you might be having right now is, what is going to be the next theme of your junk journal? And this is a question that all of us who make junk journals face. We sit down and we think, oh, I'd love to make a junk journal. I'd love to make a journal. I'd love to put some papers together and gather things up and sew them together and bind them together and make a book, something that can be treasured and will last a lifetime and can be given to others or kept as a secret spot for the self to store little notions and ideas and thoughts. But then comes the obvious question of, what's the style going to be? What's the theme going to be? What's my take on this one going to be? What's it going to look like? And so as I sit here in my craft room, surrounded by all my stuff, I'm sitting at my desk. I've got all this stuff piled on my desk as usual. This is a state of crafting affairs here. I've got scissors and a sanding block off to my right, along with some stamps, some peg stamps, some bigger stamps, lots of scrap pieces of paper. I've got colored daubers, my ink oxide daubers all over the place here. What a mess. Maybe I can tidy while I'm talking to you. Okay. So it got me thinking about the different themes that we kind of have swirling in our mind, and this is obviously only limited by the creator. So anything can be a theme. Some common themes are nature books or botanical books or vintage themes or shabby chic themes or correspondence themes or sewing themes or mystery themes, grungy themes, Sherlock Holmes themes. You can stylize it after anything. Fairies, dragons, you name it. The sky's the limit when it comes to themes. And you can be it can be a broad theme like nature, where it gives you a lot of leeway. You can go in any direction. It can be a dark and grungy nature. It can be a soft pastel nature. It could be a lacy nature. It could be a very strategic field guide styled nature book. From a botanist's point of view or a scientist's point of view. There's so many different ways to approach your journal and what type of theme that you would like to, embark on. And sometimes getting inspired for a theme can be it can happen as quickly as looking at something on your desk. And here I've got some copper colored gilding paste, which I should put away. Ever clean up my desk again, it will be a miracle. But sometimes the cleaning of the desk can lead to ideas and it'll get you thinking. So I encourage you to start thinking about some themes, because that can inspire you to make a journal. You get all excited about it. How about an idea journal? I have a lot of people talking about idea journals. They're watching the Using Up the Book Pages series and they're coming up with all these different ways to make embellishments and little tucks and things like that to put in their journals. And they want a way to store the little ideas that they made, the little creations that they made, so they don't forget the idea. Which is a great idea. So you can absolutely do that. Another way is you can start a YouTube channel and put all your ideas into videos, and that way they're saved forever as well, which is one thing I've found out that has become my way to store ideas, is actually putting them on YouTube. So there are ways to do this, and it's very helpful. So when you're making a choice of a theme, you might want to maybe write down in a page in your idea journal, possibly, what the themes are that you like. Also, you know, there's the themes of the holidays, the Christmas, the Thanksgiving, the Valentine's, the Halloween. There's so many fun things to do. Look at all these stamps I have out. I'm cleaning as I go. Okay, so coming into the new year here, I think my goal is to have one. I'm going to have many goals. But and a lot of them are lofty, shall we call them lofty goals. So may make some, may not make, may hit some, may not hit all of them, but we're going to do our darndest. And I think maybe mapping out some themes that I would like to do with my journals might be something that I'm going to look forward to. And I'm not going to lock myself into any hard, fast rules that I have to make this, have to make that, because I always want to have fun making my journals. But if I start mapping it out, possibly in my idea journal, which I do have one, I might start logging some themes that I would like to explore. And that way, in my mind, as I'm coming across my papers and my fabrics and my book pages and things, when I come across an idea for, or when I come across an item that would fall into one of those themes, I can pull it and I can pop it into a little folder. And that way, I start amassing things related to that theme. That's an easy way to do it. It's kind of helpful to have a running start. I've done it from scratch where you just start having to look through all your stuff to find a common theme. Sometimes even colors. That's a great theme to do if you want a nice, easy way to do a theme. Pick blue or pink or neutral colors and just pull out a whole bunch of things that lock into that color theme, and your journal will look very cohesive, put together, pulled together very well just by using one main color theme, or possibly two colors. Maybe you're going to do pink and brown, or blue and green, or blue and brown, or something like that. You know, there's so many fun things you can do with the themes of color. That's an easy way to do it. So that's a lot of fun. So, okay, I've got more stamps here. I'm going to put those where they, that's a home for them. Okay, good. Put my scissors over where they belong. Good, good. Starting to see some actual white desk space here. That's kind of nice. Yeah, here's a little fun tip. If I may have showed this on one video, but if you have any empty spools of thread, these make great daubers. So if you have the little foam pads and you are looking for a home and you don't want to keep tearing them off, you know, the way you have to tear the Velcro and replace, and while that does save space because you only have one official dauber, it's a little bit cumbersome. So I saw, I think it was Jessica Rapp do this. She just glued the spongy thing onto a spool, an empty spool. And I thought, well, that was brilliant. So I have borrowed that. Thank you, Jessica. And I actually do use that. And, you know, especially for maybe the colors that I don't use all that often, which, another thing for the new year, I'm going to be attempting to use more colors that I don't use that often. But they're going to be colors that I like. So if I make a book that has a certain theme, it's going to have colors that I like. And maybe I will invite in a color that I'm not, you know, I don't always use, but I still like the color. And that way I'm going to add to my repertoire of and expand my themes to encompass more the deeper use of different colors. Okay, I'm still cleaning up the right side of my desk here. I've got a lot of scraps. Am I going to save these? No, I can let these go. It's becoming a new year and I'm going to start fresh. So, I ruined you. Okay. More scraps. More scraps here. More scraps there. Oh, there's another little dauber. Oh, look at, there's a May stamp. you know, you could even do a planner journal and just have dates and numbers and all things planner related. Maybe it's not even a planner officially, but it just looks like a planner, which could be cool. Wouldn't that be fun? How about an ice skating journal? You know, how about a snow journal or a winter journal or a forest journal or a cabin or a cottage journal? I mean, there's so many things that you can do that are, you know, your ideas are unlimited. How about the grimoires, the spell books? I mean, that's a whole different genre, a fun genre to itself. And journals can take on personality. They can have exciting. They can be scary. They can be mysterious. They can be fanciful. They can be whimsical. They can be comical. They can be serious. They can be scientific. They can be nostalgic, botanical. So many different things that you can think about when you're brainstorming for themes for your journal. How about just a journal about roses, or your particular favorite flower? Maybe you can go on to the public domain and look and just find a whole bunch of pictures of your favorite flower, or maybe many flowers that you like. And you can use those pictures without any problem. There's no copyright issues with those, which is very nice. And you could sleep easy at night and relax and just enjoy your themed journals. And okay, now here I have a big clunk of newspaper, like it's all the advertisements from the local grocery stores and that came in my ever-giving junk mail of free craft supplies. And I think I'm going to save that because I can glue on it, you know, when I make my glue mess. So I'm going to save that. Okay, see, and just in that time, the left side of my desk is now clear. Okay, breathe a sigh of relief. Okay, now I'm going to move all these peg stamps over here because they're just in my way. Oh, you know, a great way to hold your peg stamps together if you don't want to be chasing them around is an elastic hairband, you know, one of those just hairband elastics, also known as elastic hairband. That will just wrap around that. And that will make the easy work of holding those together, which I don't have one right now, but I will grab one because I have a million in the bathroom, so that will come. And I also, when I'm cleaning my desk, I put a little pile of fabric in one corner, so when I do little trims and cuts off of fabric, I collect the little extra pieces and I put them all in one little corner, and then I either save them there for my next project, or I put them in a scrap fabric bag, of which I have now many scrap fabric bags because I've been doing this a while. So I just feel like, man, I just need to make a bunch of journals just to use up all the stuff I have here. So back to the topic at hand. I am thinking about themes for the up and coming year, and you may be doing this as well. So I'm trying to think of themes that I personally like, and I tend to naturally gravitate towards either nature or vintage shabby chic. Those are my two areas that's like fun town for me. It's easy for me. I love to go there. It's very playful, and I get excited about it. Animal, nature, botanical, anything related to that is fun for me. Here I've got a whole bushel full of number stamps. Oh, I went crazy. I need to stop shopping. That's all there is to it. So I bought some number stamps that I didn't have, different styles of number stamps, and I just got to say they're so cool because I don't know. I get so excited about these darn number stamps. And now I found some of these stamps that have January, February, March, April, May on them. And oh, I am just so excited about using those. I have to clear them off my desk though because they're taking up too much room. See, it's that time of year where I really need to go through the craft room and clean every single cupboard out. And if you've seen any pictures of the little cupboards in my room, I have drawers of these little tiny apothecary drawers, printer drawers. I don't know. They're only about maybe 6 inches wide by a foot deep, and they're just crammed full of stuff. And I forget what I have, honestly. And I feel a little guilty about it. I feel like I should be playing with some of that stuff because I know it's stuff I want to play with. So, thinking along the themes, if I take the time to actually go through the drawers and the stuff that I have, I know, because I've done this before, I will start to come up with a crazy amount of ideas and for ideas for journals. And I need a way to capture those, and I need a way to start pulling stuff aside for different types of journals. And the folder idea works well for me. Also, if I have some pre-made blank covers that I make, just stock covers, I'll make a bunch up at once just to have them ready to go. And then I can just store the stuff right inside the cover. And that way it just starts amassing. And then I'll say, okay, I have enough stuff related to a nature theme right now to go ahead and make a nature journal. And the truth be told, I always have enough to make a nature journal because I just tend to, you know, pick up everything nature, all my stamps. They're almost all botanical stamps or nature-related stamps. So I can make a nature journal at the drop of a hat any day of the week. I've got so much already accumulated. So there's no excuses there, Pam. What next are you telling yourself here? Stencils. I love stencils. Stencils, remember those when it comes to picking your theme. If, number one, you're at a loss and you don't know what your theme is, take a look through your stencils and see what you've got. Maybe you've got a lot of flowers, or you've got a lot of numbers or something like that, something that will take you in a direction, and you might say, oh, I could use this. And remember, you can use any colors with your stencils, so you can make things look very different from each other. So you can use the same stencil a multitude of ways and get many different results. So just this will expand the possibilities of the themes that you can do. And as you're thinking about your themes for the new year coming up, and you don't have to pre-plan any of this. You can just wing it. Who are we kidding here? And that's fun too. There's no rules here at the Paper Outpost. That's our number one thing, right? No rules here. You just go and play and have fun. And if something wonderful comes of it, then so be it. And we all rejoice together that something came out of it. But if nothing comes out of it more than just sticky fingers or inky hands, that was a great day as well. So just remember that and try not to be judgmental on your art. Just have fun with it. And remember, it's to bring you joy. That's its number one purpose, first and foremost. And if we can just give ourselves the space to play, the space, the time to have fun and relax and enjoy the actual act of making art, irregardless of what the outcome is. If you can get our heads wrapped around that space where we're just here to sit down and experience the experience. Practice makes practice, as they say. Let go of it, shake loose the need for perfection and just enjoy the process and just have fun with it. Remember, everything doesn't have to be given away. Everything doesn't have to be sold. Everything doesn't have to measure up to anybody's, standards. You can just enjoy the process. And if this is hard, I recommend you try a small project and just say, whatever happens, happens. I'm just going to enjoy the journey. This particular project has no specific outcome. I'm just going to play, and whatever little whim or little fancy comes my way, I'm just going to follow it like a little butterfly and have fun exploring where it takes me. And you might be surprised. It might take you to interesting places. And maybe places you wouldn't normally go because of the have-dos and shoulds and all of those other things that live in our lives. And but this can be a small sliver of life that is free of have-tos and shoulds. And it's just a place for your play. And I think, this is very important to have this little sliver of life. And it's very good for our souls and our spirits and our psyches and our minds to have this little place of relaxation where anything can happen and it's okay. So with that, I am excited for your ideas of your themes for the up and coming year, for your journals, and start thinking about them. Maybe think about some fun things you might like to explore. Try some old favorites. Try some things that are new for you. Maybe you might find out you really do like making a journal about golf. You know, who knows? Or how about the Beatles? Maybe that's your thing and you'd like to do one about the Beatles. You're never limited. It could be about your favorite movie. It could be about, anything you like. Have fun out there. Have fun playing. Remember that fun can be simple. And remember to always create with reckless abandon. Take care, everybody, and I will be talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, Pam and the Paper Outpost here. Want to play a little game today? All right, let's play the little game of let's use up all of our scraps on our desk right now into something. Yes, let's make little things with all the hoard that is living on our desk right now, because we either are faced with putting it away or throwing it away or just shoving it over to one side and it's still there. So let's just deal with it once and for all. Sometimes I like to play this little game with myself, and I challenge myself to use up everything I have on my desk that's just sitting there. And so one easy place to start is something called a cluster. And I believe Jessica Rapp came up with this idea. I think it's a fabulous idea, and it's a lot of fun. And basically you just grab stuff and you staple it together, and all of a sudden you have instant clusters. And these can be glued onto pages, and you can have so much fun with these things. Okay, let's see, what's this? Is this a sticker? Let's see. Are you a sticker? Sometimes I can't tell if these things are stickers or they're just They're just there. I need glasses for this. Definitely need glasses for this. Okay, let's get some serious glasses. I have readers of every possible strength known to mankind. So if I have to zoom in really close and see something really close, I can do that. Or if I just need the just general relaxing reader glasses, I can pop those on. But these okay, I think that's just a piece of paper. I'm just going to grab what I have on my desk. Now, I have a myriad of scraps. I have a new pile of stuff that came in from AliExpress that I have not put away yet. Yes, yes, that is the reality of my life. And I've stopped ordering, honestly, for a while now, probably a month, which was a good thing because what happens, at least what happens to me when I order from AliExpress is I order some stuff and then I'm anxious to get it. And of course, it doesn't come right away because it's on a slow boat from China, literally. And it can take a while to get, anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. And so I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm getting impatient, especially, you know, with once you have Amazon, you get everything the next day or the day after. It's hard to wait for 6 weeks, but the prices are so good. Sometimes I think, well, I can wait. I won't have any problem waiting. Sometimes I have a problem waiting, apparently. So I get on there the next night and I order a few more things. And I think, well, while I'm waiting, I'll just order a few more things. Then the next night comes and I order a few more things. And it's usually a late night trigger finger. Itchy trigger finger that gets me. Oh, this is pretty washi tape. Look at that. Oh, I love that. It's got a little flower vine design on it. Oh, I could totally use that in something I'm making today. But anyway, so I put myself on a little buying freeze because all of a sudden I got all this stuff coming in and I had nowhere to put it, literally. So I decided that was enough for a while. But what happened is a few things that I had ordered from Ali got delayed in shipping, and now those things are coming in. So I'm still getting a few more things. So that's why I'm in this mode of let's use up what's on the desk, because I just need to use it. I need to stop buying and I need to use it. That's what I need to do. Okay, so here we go. I've got little circles, little doodads and things that I made the other day. I've got little nests that I made out of threads that I can do something with. I've got vocabulary cards. Oh, I got endless stuff here. So I'm just gonna, kind of talk you through this process with me. It's pretty easy. Okay, so the first thing I'm gonna make is a cluster. And a cluster basically means a collection of anywhere from 2 to 5 pieces of something. And you just layer them on top of each other so you can see a little bit of each peeking out somewhere. It can be random, it can be organized, it could be totally up to you. I'm taking a square piece with a triangle piece with a little picture and a dried flower, and I'm just gonna staple it in the center and call that done. There, just used up 3 or 4 pieces of my, here's a whole pile of botanical book page pieces where I tore out little flowers that I hadn't used yet, so you guys will all come over here. There's the glasses I was missing from earlier. Thank you very much. I found those hiding on something. Oh, these are cute. Just found a little tiny baby notepad, which I can use on something. Okay, so, all right, what have I got? A little flower, and I've got a leaf that blew in the front door. Always grab those leaves that blow in the front door, and, these are cute little stickers. They're on one page and I can peel these off easily. So they're, I would say, user-friendly stickers, which is nice. I got a ton of book pages here. I've got some of those mathematical book pages. And I've got another big leaf, like a rose leaf or something. Oh, let me glue you on there. I'm just going to make I'm going to tear apart one of these algebra pages. Just going to square it up and I'm going to glue things on it. I'm going to make a mini collage right here and now for no other reason than it's just fun. Okay, here we go. And I'm gluing my leaf. This is a flattened leaf that I made with my little gizmo, which I got to show you. It's very cool. And I just stubbed myself with a pin. Ow. be careful when you're trying to re-stick that pin into your art glitter glue because, you know, there are fingers down below. So my little gizmo to make my dried flowers. I love this gizmo. It has a name. I can't think of it right now, but I'll show you in the video. It's not cheap. I think it's $50. It could be more. It's a lot of money if you're just drying flowers and you don't do it that often, but if it's something that you would like to add a lot to journals, then it may be something you want to consider because instead of waiting for a day, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month for your stuff to dry, your flowers to dry, your petals to dry, they're done in a minute and 30 seconds. Yeah, I know, it's amazing. So basically the concept is it uses a microwave and a couple of flat plates and some couching plates, meaning absorptive plates, that are made out of felt. And you could totally construct this yourself out of stuff you have at home. I've heard of people using terracotta bricks or some kind of things they get in the kitchen department that are flat and you can press together. Haven't actually made one of those myself. I took the easy way out, honestly. But so I am, right now I'm just collaging this page here while I'm talking to you about the thing that makes the flowers flat. It's really cool. And then you got them ready to go. Because sometimes you're just inspired to use dried flowers today and you want to use them today, not 3 weeks from now. Now, if you're, you know, you could think ahead and you don't mind doing all that other stuff and you can even remember that you did it, that's awesome. You know, I'd say go for it. But I guess I'm a little impatient. When I do something, I want to do it right now. I want to do it right now. And a minute and 30 seconds, that's pretty good. And when you start rotating these things, like you're making, some are in the microwave, the other ones are done, and you're laying them out and you're separating them into petals over here, leaves over there, little stems over there. You know, it becomes a nice little factory that you create these things with, and you can build up your stockpile really fast. So every week, and this, you know, and I know not everybody does this, but my husband and I have this little habit or thing we like to do. He brings home flowers once a week, and I salvage the flowers, and I tell him that these flowers are getting a second life because I am drying them, and I'm drying the leaves, and I'm drying the baby's breath and the eucalyptus leaves and all this stuff, and it is just getting this extra fun thing to do. Okay, so now I'm taking a triangular piece of botanical book page and I'm gluing it with my glue stick straight onto my college algebra paper just to use it up. So I'm just grabbing scraps and I'm just gluing them down for no good reason. I don't know if I'm going to use this for a background. I've got some cool words on some other pieces of paper here that are old book pages. This one says derived properties of numbers. Well, that sounds, you know, important. So I'm going to ink that up. And I'm going to slap it down on this paper and just put all my little scraps on one paper and use it as a giant collage. And that's a great way to clean up your desk and use up some scraps. So you make it a little contest with yourself. Can you use everything? And even if you can't, that's okay. But, you know, because, you know, you got rid of some of the scraps, which is key. And you put them to good use, which is key. Okay, so there we go. Oh, that's looking really cool, actually. I like the way this is turning out. I've got some dried rose petals here I think I'm going to add. This one's pink. And I think I'm going to use the art glitter glue because I can just very delicately put a little bit of glue onto the very thin rose petal and just put it down on the page. Oh, it's so pretty. And what else have I got here? I've got everything. Okay, here's some more botanical book page. And let's see, we'll tear some of this off. But this is a fun way to make things, to build up your stash. So you have little fun doodads to play with as you're making your journals. You know, it doesn't take a lot of stuff. And why am I telling myself this? Because I'm the worst purchaser of stuff. But I'm trying to remind myself, it doesn't take a lot to create something wonderful. And sometimes it's easier to create when you don't have so much stuff in front of you. It's easier to see what you have. Oh, I'm going to put that down. This is a cutout from one day I just spent some time with all my paper punches, and I just mass punched out a lot of blank shapes. So I'd have them at the ready to go. So my little storehouse would be totally packed to the gills. And I find that very handy. If you can do that, when you're making your journal, the grab and goes, if you have those at the ready and you're ready to rock, that's a fun way to do it. Now, I ink that side, but what side do I like better? I'm going to put the pink side up. I'm a little partial to pink. I like it. I don't think it's just reserved for the young. I think we can all play in the pink. I know people have strong feelings about pink. They usually either love it or they don't love it. There's like very little in between. Okay. What else have I got here? Okay, so here's some brown craft paper with some floweries on it. I see a butterfly on that, so I'm going to tear that out. Just give him some torn edges. Just no rhyme or reason. Going to ink his edges up a little bit, and I'm going to slap him down on my collage and use him up. Oh, okay. Now I just found a strip of words. This is funny. As big as a tar barrel. I must have torn this out of a book somewhere, so I'm going to slap that down too. That just sounds like it might make fun on this page. And here's one of those. This is actually a classic reckless abandon piece of art. This is, I'm really not thinking, I'm just doing. I'm just going for it, doing, having fun. And I'm letting the little collage pieces touch each other, so there's some cohesiveness to the page. There is overlapping going on. There is running amok. There is ink all over my fingers. There is glue all over my fingers. And I've got a big smile on my face and I'm having fun. And I would love for you to join me in this process. Just sit down, relax. This is a very low pressure experience. You don't have to create a journal. You don't have to create embellishments. You are just having fun. And I'm going to put this string of words right across that leaf. I think that looks cool. As big as a tar barrel. There we go. I have no idea what they're referring to, but I just think it's kind of cool. And the tops of book pages always have, oh, this is interesting, definitions and assumptions. Oh, yeah, I like that. This is just the top of some book page, probably that college algebra page. Just inking it up, which is going to make it pop from the background. And if I remember, I will put a picture of this finished collage piece onto the community tab on my YouTube channel's main page. If you just go to the main page of the channel and you find that by just go onto YouTube and just punch in the word The Paper Outpost. And when you see my face or the name come up, click on the name, The Paper Outpost, and it will take you to the main channel page. And that way you can see the community tab. There we go. Oh, that's looking really cool, actually. Oh, I should have done this years ago. Here's some leaves. Here's some leaves I can glue on here. I already have some leaves, but this is a fern. Okay, the first one was a rose leaf, and now this is a little fern. And if you don't get flowers every week, you don't have to get flowers every week. Just go outside your front door and see what's living there. Odds are you're going to have little plants, and even weeds from the garden make amazing gloomy downs, I want to call them. Gloomy downs from the in the dried plant world. It doesn't have to be a fancy plant at all. It can just be fun. And I encourage you to explore the fun. Okay, now don't forget you have fabrics and things like that. Maybe you want to add a little fabric edging to it. Oh, that would be cute. Okay, let me do that. I'm going to I have a little piece of ribbon, and I'm just going to draw a string of glue along with my art glitter glue on the side of this collage, just to give it a fabric feel, which changes the texture of the page, which looks really cool, I think. There we go. See, now I could use this, depending on how you develop these, you can actually use these as the front of your journal. You would probably want to cover it in something, spray it with either an archival protectant, which will help prevent fingers from smudging it, or possibly Mod Podge it to give it a little more stiffness and sturdiness. So I'm just going to set that aside. No, you know what I'm going to do? I just got inspired. Do I have any on the desk? I can't believe I don't have any stickles or liquid pearls on the desk. But I'm just going to grab some, and I'm going to stickle it, or liquid pearl it. Yeah. No, not that color. I think I'm going to use this color. Yeah, that's kind of pretty. Okay, we'll go with this color. This color is Liquid Pearls Rose Gold. And I'm just going to put some dotties on here to fill in any little blank spots or openings that I couldn't find the right piece for. And all of a sudden, I've got something pretty fancy. Yeah, it's all fancy pants. And you guys can do this too. This is very fun. You don't have to use stickles or liquid pearls, but it could make life a little more blingy and a little more sparkly. And I like the liquid pearls. They make it look like metal rivets. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Oh, I'm going to come down the ribbon with the liquid pearls. That's a good idea. But yeah, so use up your scraps on your desk. A lot of fun to be had on the desk, and it's a great way to clean the desk. Let's say you don't feel like cleaning the desk. I know what that feels like. I don't feel like cleaning the desk. Who does? But you might feel like playing with the stuff on your desk. And then you can use up and clean your desk at the same time, which is like a double special, which is very fun. So get out there, create with reckless abandon, and make sure that you are having fun first and foremost. And I'll be talking to you soon. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.